Neville Goddard taught that full focused attention through imagination is the only way to manifest. But modern day manifestation coaches are always saying to just pick one affirmation and stick to it day in and day out. So who is right? What is actually the best way? Let's break this down. Neville actually talks about this issue as attention versus vain repetition. He always warned against vain repetition. He said that mindless parroting doesn't impress the subconscious. It's basically doing this creative act, but your creative center, your imagination, is somewhere else. For him, the moment you feel it real with undivided attention is when the seed is planted, and it doesn't matter how many mindless affirmations you do after that, it is coming. More vain repetition without that feeling being invoked again doesn't add anything. However, other coaches say to do mindless repetition while you're doing other tasks. And this actually is what involves neuroplasticity. The brain does literally rewire itself with repetition. It doesn't matter if you feel it. You don't have to feel a fact for it to be true. Just keep repeating it and your brain sees it as normal, especially while you're doing other mundane things. You're just slowly weakening this old neural pathway and strengthening the new one. So does this make Neville wrong? Not exactly. The truth is, when you feel it real, you're engaging the emotional centers in your brain, and that makes your brain treat the experience as real, as if it is something that has already happened. And that is why one incredibly vivid imaginal act can be 1,000 times more powerful than 100 mindless affirmations. So use this to your advantage and get the best of both worlds. Literally just think of the one vivid imaginal act as planting the seed, and then all of the robotic affirmations afterwards as watering it.